All right, we're in the series, Matthew series today. I've been loving it. I'm so thankful. We've got some really good preachers here at this place. Do you know? Like, we are so blessed to have such teaching from men that love God and love His Word and search it out, men and women. I'm so thankful, so thankful. If you've missed anything, please go check it out. But I want to say right up front that I believe something has begun here at Providence. A movement of God has begun here at Providence. I've been sensing this in my spirit. He's been speaking to me so many things. I told Hunter last week after his message, it's begun. Today, wow, we get to speak His name, Yahweh. Isn't that amazing? He loves us, and there's a sweet spirit of tenderness and fierceness in the room today. The Spirit of God. And you know what? I'm convinced that God's wanting to do something among us. And I'm so grateful. Wow, how privileged. He loves us. He's willing and He's ready. And so I just bless us today with open hearts and minds. Our spirit to be open to respond to whatever God wants to show us today. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Today we're going to pick up where Hunter left off, Matthew 6, 14 and 15, and zero in on this subject of forgiveness. Jesus is teaching us in these scriptures, and He says, "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive yours." Don't you think this sounds pretty serious? It is serious. This is about a subject that is more important than what we think. Forgiving others might be the very hardest instruction for some of us to follow. I've been there. And I've worked with a lot of people through the years, and I know that this happens to be a very big issue for so many of us. And that's why I've entitled my message, "Forgiveness is a Big Hairy Deal." Hunter, you didn't know that I had already titled my message that. Will you please bow your heads, because I want to pray. Humble yourselves along with me before our great God, and let's ask Him to speak. Holy Spirit, we do ask that you please come. Convict us. Help us. Send your anointing to this room today. We humbly ask this in the mighty name of King Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we thank you already for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Forgiveness is such a big subject in everyone's lives because we've all been wounded before, right? If you've ever been hurt by anybody in your life, would you please raise your hand with me and say, "I have"? Yeah. Oh boy, we just can't escape it. We've all been hurt by others. But this subject kind of takes on a whole new dynamic for those of us that are followers of Jesus. I hope I can help you see today that unforgiveness and bitterness actually becomes something between us and God, not just between us and the other person who hurt us. This is a serious spiritual issue. I want to start by talking about why this subject is a big hairy deal and what these verses actually mean. This is a big hairy deal because our relationship with God is involved. It's involved in this thing. We see it in our scripture. Now, if God only spoke these two verses to us about forgiveness, I think we'd be in a really, really bad way. A really bad way. Because if that's all He gave us on this subject, because to me it sounds very much like He's saying, if you don't forgive others, then I'm not going to forgive you. It's just not going to happen for you. that there's some kind of condition to our forgiveness from God. It sounds like when I forgive others, then God will forgive me. But is this really the whole teaching of the Word of God on this subject? I'm glad it's not. We have to be real careful to take the whole counsel of God, don't we? Not just pull a verse out. This is so dangerous for us, so misleading. But this scripture, this subject, as well as every other subject, we need to search the whole counsel of God about it. God's forgiveness and our forgiving others are connected. But these verses do not stand alone. There's more. The subject of forgiveness is actually woven throughout the entire Bible. But let's take a look at just a few other verses on the subject with our limited time this morning. Acts 13:38, the Apostle Paul, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, said, "Let it be known to you, therefore, brothers, that through this man, Jesus, forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you." So Paul is saying that forgiveness comes through Jesus, not through you or me. Ephesians 1:7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Colossians 1:12 through 14, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. In whom? In who? Jesus. Yes. It's in Jesus through his blood that we have forgiveness of our sins. It points us straight to what Jesus did on the cross for our forgiveness, and no other conditions are involved. Forgiveness comes because of what Jesus did, not because of whatever we do. This is not cause and effect. My forgiveness of you doesn't cause God to forgive me. I am so thankful. Dear God, thank you for that truth. Verses 14 and 15 seem more like a consequence to me. I've been forgiven, so I must go and forgive others. This is what Jesus teaches us. Jesus teaches us to forgive. You know, it is that vertical thing. God forgives us. And then the horizontal, that we go out and forgive others, like Hunter mentioned last week. Jesus tells us more about forgiveness. There's so much more. Matthew 9:2-6. Matthew 18:21-35. Luke 17:3-4. Check all the scriptures out regarding this subject. Jesus teaches us to forgive. It is required of those that have been forgiven. Unforgiveness comes, it becomes a sin. We're disobedient to God when we refuse to forgive others. That's why it's a big, hairy deal. I've received a lot of forgiveness from God in my life. I'm one of those little girls that loves much because she's been forgiven much. That's me. That's me. My name is written in that passage of scripture with that woman that came and just lavished herself on Jesus because she'd been forgiven much. I'm so grateful to God. He saved me and changed me forever. I've also had to forgive a lot of people in my life for many things. Abandonment. Abuse in every way. Personal attacks that were so hurtful. I won't go into a lot of detail. I'm happy to share my story with anybody, but because of time. But there's been a lot. Things that have really affected my life. I know what it's like to be bound in unforgiveness, and I know what it's like to be free. And I always like to say, freedom is sweet, friends. Freedom is so sweet. Thank God for freedom. Galatians 5:1, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm and do not let yourselves be burdened again with a yoke of slavery. We don't want to be in bondage to slavery of unforgiveness or any other type of sin. Today is the day of salvation for us, Providence. Freedom. I love the idea of freedom. Freedom is another big hairy deal to God. This is what I hear sometimes in the spiritual work that I do with people when we talk about forgiveness. I want to forgive them. I just don't know how to do it. Or I thought I'd forgiven them, but why do I still have this angst in me? And sometimes I hear, there's no way in blankety blank blank that I will ever forgive them for what they did to me. And that's when I move on. Because like with any other area of our lives, we get to decide, we have freedom, we get to decide if we want to follow God in obedience to Him in any area of our lives. But wanting to forgive someone doesn't always mean it's easy. I think we often need God's help. We just do. How many times do we have to forgive someone? Well, that's a legit question. Whew, you know, those difficult people in our lives that just keep coming back for more, continually trying to make things hard for us and hurt us. I know that situation very well, too. Well, Peter asked this question, how many times do we have to forgive? 7? And what did Jesus say? What? Yes, 70 times 7. It's to be an ongoing thing. We're just to always forgive as we walk through our lives. But sometimes I think we get it mixed up about what forgiveness is and what it isn't. And so I want to take a minute and just talk about that, okay? Excuse me. Forgiveness is not saying, you know what, here, you get a free pass. It's all yours. Because I'm going to choose to forgive you, you get this free pass for everything you've ever done to me. No. Heck no, I'm sorry. No. No way. Nobody gets a free pass. You don't get one. I don't get one. They don't get one. We don't get a free pass. God is just, and sin must be paid for. Otherwise, God wouldn't be just. Jesus Christ, bless you, my Lord. He paid a very high price for our sins. Your sins, my sins, the sins of the world. And when we receive Jesus and the gift of eternal life through Him, we don't have to pay for our sins. Thank you, sir. We don't have to, but He did. And those who refuse Jesus will have to be accountable to pay for their own sins, which will result in separation from God. So forgiveness is not a free pass. Forgiveness is not denial. It's been said that you have to forgive and forget. Have you ever heard that? Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't. God is the one who forgets our sins when we're born again. As far as the east is from the west, so far as He removed our sins from us. Psalm 103, Micah 7:19, He hurls our sins into the depths of the sea. Hebrews 8:12, He remembers them no more. He does that. We don't usually forget like that. Unless God completely takes a memory from us, which He can do. What has happened to us becomes a part of our story. It's part of our history. All of our hurts, our circumstances, our pain and our joys, we get to keep our story, friends. And God gets to redeem it when we let him. Nobody gets to take our history from us. It stays about right here. It's in a safe place about right here called our history. We can look at it whenever we want to. We can think about it. We can talk about it whenever we want to. And God has an incredible way of using our story, our past, our history to help others. It's amazing. It stays in that safe place called our past. So forgiveness is not denial. Forgiveness is also not saying, okay, because I'm going to choose to forgive you out of my own free will, then we get to go right back into a relationship again, a close relationship. Not necessarily, my friends. Can this happen? Oh, yes, it can happen. We see it happen in marriages. We've seen it happen in our own midst. Restoration. People get right with God. They reconcile with each other. True forgiveness takes place. And healing and restoration come. We've seen it happen in familial relationships as well as friendships. I have a dear friend who right now, she was terribly abused by her earthly father repeatedly for years. God eventually helped her to fully forgive him. Not only forgive him, but she chose to enter back into his life and help and serve him and take care of him when he became old and sick until he just passed away last week. It's a miracle. It can happen. But sometimes, let's face it, sometimes it's not even safe for us to be near somebody that's hurt us. It's not safe. It may not be safe physically to be near them. It may not be safe mentally, emotionally, or spiritually to be near that person and be in relationship again. So we use wisdom about that. So true forgiveness does not mean that you have to be in relationship with that other person. What forgiveness is, it's when we take that person and we hand them over to God. We relinquish every judgment that we've been holding against that person. We hand them over to God, and then our hands are off now. We hand them over to the rightful judge who's going to judge the living and the dead. Remember, nobody gets a free pass. But he will judge them in justice and mercy. We can't do that. We don't do that very well. We don't make good judges. Oh, please hear me, dear friends. If we waited to hear those three words that we long to hear from people, that we hope to hear, I am sorry. Please forgive me. I was wrong. If we waited to hear those three words, we may never forgive. Because we may never hear those words. We may never hear those words. The person or the people who hurt us may not even care one bit about us. They may not even know how hard we're hurting. And they may not have even given us another thought. And what about the people who've already passed away that we need to forgive? What do we do with that? Yeah, we can't wait to hear those three words. Here's what we do. We forgive them as our Heavenly Father has forgiven them. God didn't wait for us to come to him and ask for forgiveness. Romans 5:8, God demonstrated his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. 1 John 4:19, we love because he first loved us. Listen, friends, God understands. He understands us. He knows where we're at, every one of us in this room. He knows how hard it is. He has seen, and he knows all of it. He wants to help us to forgive those that have hurt us. And friends, can I speak to some of us that really need to just forgive our own selves? You might be struggling with that today. Sometimes we just have to forgive ourselves. Often we're the last person we want to forgive. We can forgive anybody else quicker than we could ever forgive ourselves. But not forgiving yourself is just as tormenting. It hurts you. I think we need to show a little more compassion toward ourselves this morning. I bless you with compassion on yourself. We've been doing the best we can. But with the help of God, we can forgive even ourselves. That's what God wants for us. I've experienced God's help in this area of my life too. And I've seen it countless times in others as we walk through forgiveness. To me, it's close to a miracle when we can truly, completely forgive somebody for what they did to us, that when they've hurt us so deeply. I know that God is able and he's willing and he would love to help you today with that. He knows what unforgiveness does to us. It hurts us, not so much the other person. And it gives the devil permission. When we hold on to bitterness, unforgiveness, or any kind of sin, we are opening that door just a little. Like even if I just stick my big toe in there, it's open. And legally, spiritually legally, the enemy has a right to come in and disrupt us if we allow it, because we have free will. God won't take our free will from us. So when we choose that, we do open ourselves up, and he gets to come and disrupt us, hurt us, and God knows it. Holding on to forgiveness hurts us in our walk with God. It affects all our relationships. It even affects our bodies. You know, we address our physical needs. If something's going on, we're going to go to the doctor. We're going to take the medicine, right? Mental, emotional needs, we're going to go talk to our counselors. We've got them available here to our church. So grateful. Counseling has impacted my life so hugely. God has used it to help me. But there's also a spiritual connection. We mustn't forget the spiritual part of us. In fact, I think that's the first thing we address. Because I've seen it often when we address something spiritually, it's like a domino effect. And other things start to fall. Healing comes. I've had a miraculous healing in my physical body of an ailment that completely disrupted my life for years, excruciating pain, and God showed me I needed to forgive somebody in a prayer session. And when I did, I was instantly and miraculously healed. It's been about 7 years. I do things that I couldn't do for 2 decades. Praise God. Praise God. There is a connection. There's so much more to say about this subject. But listen, God wants you free. He's calling to you to be free today. He will help you. We're going to transition to a time of response today. So this is a little different. Of course, every Sunday, you can respond. And we invite you to come up and pray with our prayer team, you know. But the leadership team and I, we've been praying and fasting and seeking God about this because we know God wants to move here today. Now, what he's going to do in your heart and how you respond, I have no control over that. Neither does the person sitting next to you. However, I know that God is in this room. And I know that he wants to help us. And I want to say right now, if there's anybody in this room that doesn't know where you stand with God in heaven in your relationship, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, there's never been a time when you know for sure you've given God your life. You believe that Jesus is who he says he is. And you receive him into your life as your Savior. You believe him. You accept him. You repent of everything that's behind. And you just follow Jesus. If you have never entered into a relationship with Jesus like that, today is a day for that. We invite you to come and do that. Why wait? Gently, I want to ask you a question. It's an important question. Has anybody come to your mind? Has a name popped up in your head? There may be a name or many names that come up for you already. I want to ask you, do you want to forgive? That's an important question. Because you have agency. You have freedom that Jesus died to give you to choose to follow God or not. So the big question is, do you want to forgive? If you knew that God would help you to fully forgive, would you want to forgive? If you say no to that question, then you can absolutely go on your way and choose that. No condemnation here. I would encourage you to pray and ask God to help you to come to the place where you can forgive. If you say yes, that you do want to forgive, friends, that's all God needs to hear, is your yes, because it's an act of obedience to him. And when we step toward him and follow him in any way, he swoops down to meet us, and he helps us. He helps us do it. So we're going to take a few minutes right now to give time to respond to God and this message. We'll take a moment of silence, and during that time, I want you to ask God this question, if you will. God, is there anybody that I need to forgive? Go ahead and bow your head and ask God that question if you're willing, right now. A name or names may have already come to your mind. If you feel a prompting in your heart, please don't ignore it. This is the very Spirit of God speaking to your heart. And remember, this is not something between you and the other person anymore. God wants you free of this. We want to offer you three options right now. There may be three things going on with you right now. Number one, you're ready to forgive. You don't want to hold on to this another day. If this is you, here is your first step. I want you to come right over here by this wall. There's a little table. We've got sticky notes and pens. And if you're ready to forgive, I want you to just get up and come and write these two words on a sticky note. I forgive. That's all. And just stick it on the wall right there. This is a physical action step that you can take to indicate your movement toward God today. After you place the sticky note on the board, please feel free, come and pray with our prayer team and tell them that you are officially forgiving somebody today. They will pray with you to do that right now. If you know that there's somebody in this room that you need to ask for their forgiveness, please just get up and go to that person right now. Ask them to forgive you. We have a spirit of forgiveness here because God is here. The second option, if you want to forgive but you don't really feel quite sure or ready yet, and you would like to ask for prayer about it, for God to help you to be ready, please know there's no judgment here. Sometimes forgiveness is a process. We invite you to come forward today and confess that you need God's help to come to that place where you're willing to forgive. Come forward and let us pray with you, and we'll ask God for that with you. You can just come up front anywhere if you don't want to pray with somebody else and just pray yourself. You can come to the altar. We've always got an altar. Come and pray. Come and ask God for help. Don't hesitate. He is here with us today. The third option is you may be ready to forgive, but you would like for someone to walk through that process with you personally. Please come forward. You know, Hunter's going to be up in a minute, and he's going to tell you how we can help you walk through that together. And friends, we focused on forgiveness today, but I want to ask you, is there any sin in your heart that the Spirit of God is convicting you of? Don't ignore it. Don't ignore it. Do you need to confess and forsake something today? If you're here or if you're listening online and you're not sure where you stand with God, I want to urge you to give your heart and life to God today. You know what? I'm not a doomsday person. I've got so much to look forward to. But let me tell you something. God reminded me in my spirit last week as I was praying. He just whispered, "I'm coming soon." And that's not my word, that's His. He says it. It's true. He's coming. Let's don't waste our time. And if you're sitting here in this room right now and you know that you're not harboring any sin in your life that you know of, will you please pray for everybody else in this room around you? Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I renounce every attempt of the evil one to hold us back. I renounce everything that's not of you, oh God, in this room and all of us in this building, kids included. In the name of Jesus, I plead your blood over us, God. And any interference today from the enemy will have to answer to the blood of Jesus. Bless us, oh God, today. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. I bless your holy name.